listening to A Shot in the Arm on BFF.FM.
God, please bring the rain. Yeah, bring it soon. Let it flood right through the houses into Judy's room with her father on amphetamines. Her mother hides the pearls. Reach out into the dark. And find my little girl, because she's angry like a salesman who just couldn't make a sale through the wedding rings in the sewer and damn them all to hell. Please lead her to the mountains that you fashioned out of sand, while the roaches climb the walls from the hotel where it calls. Most people never find the love. Most people never find love. Sometimes you just can't be a man. Sometimes you just can't be a man when you're living in the darkness of the shadowlands. The Shadowlands. The Shadowlands. Thank you.
There's a shirt that sails by my window. There's a shirt that sails on by.
Morning, San Francisco. It's BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. Broadcasting live here from the Mission District in the Secret Alley. Happy New Year. You're listening to A Shot in the Arm, the first of 2016. I hope everyone had a great end to 2015 and that you enjoyed your holiday break if you had one. I know I did. I'm coming off two solid weeks off work, which was blissful, which also means I haven't been here for a couple weeks. I hope you enjoyed the auto DJ that you've been listening to. Seeing as how it has been the holidays, I have not been staying on top of new music. So for today's program, I just grabbed a couple stacks of CDs from my shelves last night, many of which I haven't pulled off the shelf in quite a long time. So it's going to be a lot of old stuff, mostly. Hope that's okay. That one you just heard was from the 1993 album by Mazzy Star, So Tonight That I Might See. That was the song Blue Light. And we opened up the program with Ryan Adams, going back to 2004, and his Love Is Hell album. One of my favorites of his. It was sort of a weird release. It was initially released as two EPs, separated by about a few months. I think that was at the insistence of his label, Lost Highway. I think he wanted to put it out as a single CD, double LP release, and seeing as how he was already releasing music at a pretty insane clip at that point, they were like, no, no way. So you got two seven, eight-track CDs initially, and then later on it was re-released as a single disc the way he intended. And now you can get it as a triple vinyl release with an entire extra 12-inch disc of outtakes and whatnot. That's on the Mobile Fidelity Sound Lab label. That, if you don't own a version of Love Is Hell, that's the one that I would recommend picking up. It's a little pricey, but it sounds excellent, and you get even more music. So I'm going to keep things going with another oldie and another favorite of mine, and kind of an underrated record by this band, I think. It's New Adventures in Hi-Fi by REM. A lot of people, I think, just dropped off of the REM train after Automatic for the People. A lot of people really didn't like Monster very much, and so a lot of people haven't ever heard this record in full, and it's one of my all-time favorites by REM. Definitely my favorite from the Warner Brothers years. So after they left IRS and signed with Warner Brothers, I think this is the best thing they put out on that label. So I'm going to play the single that features Patti Smith on vocals. It's Ebo the Letter, here on A Shot in the Arm, BFF.FM. Stay tuned.
Go. all of you, all of me, first and starter. But some of them, they surprise. I can't look it in the eyes, sucking off Spanish fly eyes and kerosene, cherry flavored neck and collar. I can smell the sorrow on your breath, sweat, victory, song, smell fame. I got it. Like fear, adrenaline moves us near. Aluminum tastes like fear, adrenaline moves us near. Tastes like fear, moves us near. It tastes like fear, moves us near.
FM, best frequencies forever.
Thank you. I caught it in the window. I saw the darkness in my heart. I saw the signs of my undoing. They had been there from the start. And the darkness still has work to do. The knotted cords untying. The heated and the holy, oh, they're sitting there on high. So secure with everything they're buying. In the blood of Eden lie the woman and the man, the man and the woman, and the woman and the man. In the blood of Eden lie the woman and the man. We want in the union. I think I've lost my hold. Yes, I think I've lost my hold. I cannot get insurance anymore. They don't take credit, only gold. Is that a dagger or a crucifix I see? Hold so tightly in your hand. And all the while the distance grows between you and me. I do not understand.
In the blood of Eden
to rely on, holding still for a moment. What a moment this is. Oh, for a moment of forgetting, a moment of bliss. I can hear the distant thunder of a million unheard souls, of a million unheard souls. Watch each one reach for creature comfort, for the filling of their holes.
In the blood of Eden lie the woman and the man.
Thank you.
we began, with the man in the woman, and the woman in the man. It was all for the union.
BFF.FM with Peter Gabriel from 1992's Us album. And that was the long-awaited follow-up to the So record from 86. It was a long 6 years. Not uncommon for Peter Gabriel. I don't know how long it's been since his last proper full length. I feel like it's over a decade at this point. That was Sinead O'Connor, incidentally, on backing vocals. The track was Blood of Eden. I don't think I mentioned that. Yeah, she did backing vocals on that record. I believe she had done backing vocals in the live shows following the So album, then recorded this one. But it was Paula Cole singing those parts on the live tour for the Us record. That was prior to her solo career really taking off. We heard from the Innocence Mission in there before that with That Was Another Country. That's from 1995's Glow album. And we had REM at the top of that set with Ebo the Letter. New Adventures in Hi-Fi was the record. Incidentally, about half the tracks on that album were live recordings from sound checks during the Monster tour. That's what's kind of cool about that record. They were testing out new material just in their sound checks, and they captured a lot of them on tape. That makes up the bulk of that record. The track you heard, though, Ebo the Letter, was one of the new studio tracks for that album. It's 9:32 in the morning here. We're about halfway through the program. Thanks for tuning in. In case you're just joining us, it's BFF.FM, Best Frequencies Forever. This is A Shot in the Arm. You can find us on Facebook at Best Frequencies. Give us a like and find us on Twitter at BFFDOTFM. You can follow me on Twitter at ArmShotFM. Got about a half hour left, as I said, so a handful more tracks. I'm gonna take things forward about 14 years to 2006. With Jeremy Enoch from his World Waits record. Stay with us.
Stay alone. Thank you. you would seem so frail. In the cold of night, when the armies of emotion go out to fight, the wild grave. You sail to the sky on the crest of a wave.
It's Iron and Wine on BFF.fm. Shot in the Arm. That's from the Sea and the Rhythm EP going back to 2002. A song called Beneath the Balcony. Before that, we heard from Nick Drake with Cello Song. That's going way back to 1969 and the Five Leaves Left record. We heard from Ida in there with a live track off their Bottom of the Hill double live album from 2000. That was the track Maybell. If you're an Ida fan and you haven't heard that live record, I think it was a pretty small release on Last Affair Records. Comes in a nice little letterpress gatefold sleeve, and I'm sure you can pick one up for pretty cheap on Discogs or something if you want to check it out. It's a really long set of music, and it's recorded live here in San Francisco at Bottom of the Hill. We heard from Jeremy Enoch at the top of that set with Been Here Before. That was from the World Waits record. And that brings me pretty much to the end of the program. I'm going to leave you guys with this tune from My Morning Jacket. Thanks for tuning in to my first show of the new year. I hope you are enjoying 2016 so far. And stay tuned for Jess and Leah with their TV on the Radio program. Thanks for tuning in. It's BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Have a great Sunday.
Stories are feeling better, baby. Thinking of me while you are far away. Counting the days until they set you free again. Writing this letter, hoping you're okay. Saved you the room. You